Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is August the 28th, 2010. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and as always, I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America. I want to welcome any of his listeners to stay tuned for our show today. And Darren's on every morning, Saturday morning, from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. Govern America consistently brings us timely information on how the people need to take a more active role in managing our republic. As always, I'd like to thank the good folks here at the Republic Broadcasting Network who give me this time to go on and on about what's wrong and what needs to be done to fix our country. And as I said last week, I'm going to say it again today, the more I study, the more I learn, the more I realize that I don't know. And I encourage everyone to go out there, do research, study the law, find out what's happened and what can be done about it, what the remedies are in the law. Today, I'd like to talk about the purpose behind the engineered economic collapse that we're witnessing as we enter into the second great American Depression. And yeah, I've read several articles this week. I want to thank all my listeners who send me these articles. I try to read as much as I can. But it seems to be a consensus now that we are in a depression. And, of course, everyone's heard the old saying, when your neighbor loses his job, it's a recession. But when you lose your job, it's a depression. And so that's the case with me as I was relieved of my duties last week at EVX Labs, which now exists as a web page and a single individual. And that single individual is not me. I'm faced now with a prospect that I like the least, and that is, you know, should I sign up for and request my unemployment benefits? Of course, the government's been stealing my money week after week and putting it aside for me, and I would effectively just be getting back some of what they've taken at the point of a gun, I might add, but it still rubs me the wrong way that I've been plundered to the point where I can't save enough money for times like these, you know, and that I'm effectively a ward of state, being that I've entered into the trust agreement with my government, whereby I am a slave child. And the Congress, in their infinite wisdom, has determined what I will need and what I will get during my lifetime, including what health care I will or will not receive in my later years, thanks to the new health care bill. It's my opinion the Congress has effectively kidnapped every U.S. citizen and made him a corporate subject with rights and privileges as the Congress deems fit. Nothing, though, is absolute. They can renege on any law, any rule, any compact, any contract by simply saying the simple phrase, national emergency. Yep, all bets are off. Americans are immediately thrown into the ultimate police state where they have no rights or privileges and no ability to act without license or permission of the state, while the state is free to do whatever it wishes. And no citizen has the right to complain because just like Toyota says in their ads, you asked for it, you got it, America. So once again, I wish to reiterate that it's we the people who are acting in the positively unconstitutional way. Americans fully believe they can have their cake and eat it too, but this is not reality. If you want to dance, you always got to pay the piper. And with that said, it brings me once again to the subject of today's show, which is the purpose behind the engineered economic collapse of the American financial system. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And just to reiterate, today's show is The Purpose Behind the Engineered Economic Collapse. I'm going to read a piece here. And if you want to follow along, you can go to neithercorp.us/npress/P674. Or you can dial in, and the producer of the show has a link for you there. Or you can just search the title. And that title, again, is The Purpose Behind the Engineered Economic Collapse. And I'm pretty sure that you'll be able to find it. I want to say one more thing before I get into this dissertation, and that is that we got to always remember the single greatest political issue of our day, in my personal opinion, is the bankruptcy of the United States. We are bankrupt. The United States Corporation is bankrupt to the Federal Reserve. And they have captured a lien on all the property worldwide since 1913. These international bankers of the Federal Reserve have set up the World Monetary Fund, the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations. And, of course, these people are all the European aristocracy. You know, this is the English royal family and the Dutch royal family and the Habsburgs and the House of Lorraine and... And, of course, you know, we talked last week about the 44 U.S. presidents who are all the descendants of the King of England, John Lackland Plantagenet of, 1200s, 1216, I think he died. So let's keep in mind, no one can be free in this country as long as we, the people, are pledged as collateral to the international moneylenders. Our nation is bankrupt, our states are bankrupt, the cities are bankrupt, and they have been for 78 years. And as far as I can tell, there's no end in sight. In fact, everybody's talking about we're going bankrupt. No, we're going for austerity measures. That's where we're headed. You know, politics and political parties and voting, it's all a bunch of rubbish. You know, the bankers own the government. They elect the government. How do they do it? They donate large sums of Federal Reserve notes to the political campaigns of lawyers. They pay these elected lawyers with Federal Reserve notes to make laws for their benefit. And they pass down the laws. They actually write the law, and they pass it down through their unincorporated associations, like the Council on Foreign Relations, who sit in their club on 65th Street in New York City and think of new ways to tax the sheeple and further enslave them. You know, who do you think comes up with all these 3,000-page, you know, health care bills, you know, and carbon taxes and all this stuff? Sorry, got a little long-winded there. But with that said, you know, here's the reason for the engineered economic collapse of the United States by the international banker. And this is an article. It's written by Giordano Bruno. It's called The Purpose Behind Engineered Economic Collapse. Again, one of my listeners sent this to me, and I thought it was compelling and that it was worthwhile that I could do a show on it. It starts out with a quotation from Congressman Charles Lindbergh, circa 1913, when he said, "From now on, depressions will be scientifically created." And there you have it. That's what we have, a scientifically created, a Congress-legislated, an international banker, one-world government ploy to grab power. And with that said, I'll say no more. I'm going to read here. "Everyone loves money," he says. "Even people like myself, who abhor the abuse of money and commerce, who understand the fraudulent nature of the system we live in, still work hard and save so that we might attain a sense of stability within that system. Many people see money as a focal point to their existence. But is it really money that they're after, or is it something else entirely? In truth, money represents security in the minds of the masses. Money affords us the ability to survive, and the more of it we have, the safer we all feel. Because we subconsciously associate the extension of our very life with the variable health of the economic structure in which we live, we tend to become unwitting devotees to its continued existence, even if it is corrupt and condemned to failure. We gullibly deny the system or the currency that supports it is doomed to the contrary of all evidence because, even though it has beaten us bloody, we have never known anything else. In light of this entrenched way of perceiving things, especially in the U.S., it's difficult enough to convince some people that the economy is in fact not providing the security they desire, but is actually destroying their future completely. To explain to them that this is deliberate, that the economy is designed to self-destruct, that is another prospect altogether. Many people hit a proverbial wall on this issue because they simply cannot fathom that certain groups of men, globalists and central bankers, view money and economy in completely different terms than they do. The average American lives within a tiny box when it comes to the mechanics and motivations of finance. They think that their monetary desires and drives are exactly the same as the globalists. But what they don't realize is that the box they think in was built by the globalists. This is why the actions of big banks and the decisions of our mostly corporate establishment-run government seem so insane in the face of common sense. We try to rationalize their behavior as idiocy, but the reality is that their goals are highly deliberate and so far outside what we have been taught to expect that some of us lack a point of reference. If you cannot see the end game, you will not understand the steps taken to reach it until it is too late. In the past, we've covered numerous instances in which global bankers have admitted to fraud on a massive scale, fraud which is now crushing our already fragile economy. We've covered the private Federal Reserve and how it knowingly facilitated the creation of the housing bubble, as well as how it is now inflating a treasury bubble which is soon to implode. We've covered Goldman Sachs and its efforts to promote and sell toxic derivatives all over the world, while at the same time betting against those derivatives on the open market. We've covered the manipulation of gold and silver markets by companies like J.P. Morgan, which have recently been exposed by whistleblowers and GATA investigations. And most importantly, we have executed in-depth analysis on the growing weakness of the U.S. dollar in preparation for severe currency devaluation. These revelations raise questions, which is natural, but they also elicit misconceptions and reckless knee-jerk reactions, especially when broaching the fact that the illegal strategies of international banks are part of a greater agenda. Below, we will examine some of the most common narrow-minded responses to the issue of engineered economic collapse, as well as why people think the way they do when the semi-sacred subject of money is involved. The first fallacy, the economy is too complex to be controlled by just a handful of people. This response often comes from people who make presumptions on economics, rather than actually educating themselves on how the system works. From the outside looking in, the world of finance appears chaotic, a mixture of mathematical and legal standards swirling in a void of mass psychology. Many Americans are either frightened off by the seemingly complicated field of study, or they find it rather boring and not worth their time. This, however, does not stop them from assuming that they know how money works. The problem is that just because a person participates in his economy daily, it does not mean he has any understanding of how it operates. Many watch television on a daily basis, but few have any idea how the picture actually gets on the screen, or how to fix a television once it's broken. Sadly, our egocentric culture has led a substantial portion of the public to imagine that they are experts on everything, and thus true researchers in the field of economics and globalism get reactions like the one above constantly. At bottom, once all the quasi-technical biz babble used by mainstream talking heads is removed from the equation, economics is rather simple. Supply and demand will always be at the center of any and every economy, regardless of the political atmosphere it exists in. These two fundamental factors can be manipulated to a point by the creation of artificial supply or the conjuring of false demand. This is achieved in many ways by global bankers, but primarily through domination of the issuance of currency, the ability to change interest rates at will, as well as the ability to inject or remove incredible sums of money from the market. A perfect example is the suppression of silver prices by J.P. Morgan. Gold and silver represent competing currencies to the fiat dollars created by the Federal Reserve, and suppressing the value of these commodities helps to ensure that the public will never see them as a viable alternative to paper assets. J.P. Morgan, who along with other international banks has the ability to throw around massive quantities of capital wherever they please, suppresses the value of physical silver by issuing paper certificates for silver that doesn't actually exist, creating an artificially high supply, and naked short-selling silver markets to drive them lower, creating the false impression of low demand. Another good example of economic manipulation is the private Federal Reserve strategy during the 90s under Alan Greenspan to artificially lower interest rates, allowing banks to issue credit at historical levels for over a decade. Linked below is an article from Ron Paul's Texas Straight Talk, dated March 7, 2007, before the housing market even began its full swan dive. In it, he discusses the Federal Reserve's direct role in the creation of the housing bubble. Men like Ron Paul, Peter Schiff, Gerald Celente, Jim Rogers, and many others were able to predict long beforehand that the Federal Reserve's actions were creating an explosive mortgage and credit bubble. Yet, we're supposed to believe that the Federal Reserve had absolutely no idea that their actions would result in a debt implosion. Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of Housing and Commissioner of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Bush administration, stated, conversely, that the mortgage bubble was absolutely not an accident and that she had witnessed outright and deliberate fraud on the part of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve Bank in creating the bubble. The fact that most disturbed her, however, was her discovery that only a small handful of international banks were responsible for the perpetuation of toxic mortgage debt, not just in America, but around the world.
and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And before the break, I was reading this article, and you know why, you know, people just can't believe that the international bankers would do this. But we were reading about Catherine Austin Fitz, the former Assistant Secretary of Housing and the Commissioner of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development during the Bush administration. And she said the fact that disturbed her most, however, was her discovery that only a small handful of international banks were responsible for the perpetuation of toxic mortgage debt, not just in America, but around the world. Goldman Sachs, one of the primary globalist banks involved in the igniting of the debt crisis, was caught red-handed selling toxic derivatives to investors and governments all over the planet, while at the same time betting against those derivatives on the market. Goldman even bet against mortgage securities the bank itself created. And I talked about this in some of my early shows. I'm digressing now from the article. But I talked about this. You know, surely it had to be, you know, fraud to sell a security and then bet against it in the marketplace, in the same marketplace, you know, to short it over here in one account and sell it over there and tell them it's AAA rated, guaranteed in the other account. So we know Goldman was at the heart of this and that this is not an accident. He goes on to say, this is sort of similar to a car maker selling vehicles without brake lines, then placing bets that their clients will crash and burn. Essentially, it's a blatant and sociopathic fraud. Goldman's actions directly contributed to credit collapses in numerous countries, including Greece and here in the U.S. The idea that global banks can turn the economy on and off like a light switch may be a stretch, but the vast majority of evidence shows that they do have the ability to shift the direction of markets to a point. as well as the ability to spur the growth of bubbles that eventually lead to recessions, depressions, and beyond. In fact, if one examines the U.S. economy from the inception of the Federal Reserve in 1913, they would find that the past century has been nothing but a series of engineered equity bubbles designed to slowly hobble, but not completely cripple, our financial system and our currency, at least until recently. Like a steam locomotive on a collision course with a bottomless canyon, globalist banks can slow or speed up the pace of our descent, but the final destination never changes. Now that we've established that market collapses can be created by a small handful of bankers and done knowingly, let's move on to the next most common sheeple-like talking point. Number two, yes, international banks triggered the meltdown, but the greed of capitalism, unquote, is truly to blame, i.e., it's all the Republican Party's fault. First off, if you're parroting the fiscal debate points of two-dimensional socialist gatekeepers like Michael Moore, then you're already hopelessly lost in the mind-warping hedge maze of the false left-right paradigm. You should stay as far away as possible from adult conversations, adult conversions on economics. I think that should say conversations on economics. Especially if you plan on associating the greed of capitalism and corporatism with the Republican Party alone. Newsflash. Barack Obama received far more in corporate campaign donations, including donations from British Petroleum and Exxon, than McCain did. Both Bush Jr. and Obama increased government spending to record levels, meaning neoconservatives are in no way conservative, as a true Republican is supposed to be. Obama has consistently surrounded himself with banksters and corporate lobbyists, including various hobgoblins from the bowels of Goldman Sachs. Both major parties are owned and operated by global banks. This is a cold, hard, undeniable truth of our political system, and there is no way around it. You better learn it, accept it as reality, and stop trying to blame one side or the other for problems that both sides created. If you cannot do this, your view of our cultural state of affairs will always be horribly skewed, and your insight on our social problems will be utterly worthless. And once again, I'd like to digress for just a moment, but this is what I said at the beginning. You know, all this nonsense about solving it through the political process is absolutely that. It's just political nonsense. Politics, the vote, the jury box is not going to solve this. It's not attacking the fundamental issue that underpins the problem, which, I'm going to say it again, the single largest political issue of our times is the bankruptcy of the United States. I'm going to continue here, and then after the break at the half an hour, I'm going to take some calls, and here we go back to the article. While wannabe socialists desperately clamor to point fingers at the free market ideology as the cause of all our ills, the fact is that none of us has ever lived in a truly free market system. Since the inception of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all markets and even our own currency have become more and more vulnerable to manipulation by the banking elite. We have lived our entire lives in a rigged market, not a free market. To blame the very concept of capitalism for our current dire circumstances is not only naive, it is dangerous. Globalists would like nothing better than to promote the illusion that too much freedom led us to this disaster, and that severe controls must be put into place to ensure that it never happens again. Oh, the Hegelian dialectic at work. That's my comment. On to number three. Global banks would never engineer the collapse of the U.S. economy or the dollar. It makes them too much money. Oh, the naive.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I tell you what, it's so nice. We finally got a little cold break here in Dallas this week. And, the temperature went down to 90. But as I promised before the break, and, of course, we're talking about the global engineered financial crisis that's underway right now. And was reading an article by Giordano Bruno and wanted to take a couple of calls here. I understand that Jeff from Massachusetts has been holding for quite a while. Jeff, are you with me? How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Well, the purpose of the economic collapse is simple. Collapse all the economies and get everyone on the same page, and one day one man is going to rule the world. It's just that simple. That's where this car is going.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's the new feudalism.
Yeah.
You know, once the monetary powers have put a lien on all the land, and since the law comes from the land, they're your feudal overlords. You know, everyone's a sharecropper, everyone's a slave on their, you know, they give you the illusion that it's your property, but nothing's ever yours. They own it all, including you, and they've captured it all with this toxic currency.
Exactly. And you know what? The number one word we have to look at is collectivism. I mean, whether it's a union taking over a non-union shop, whether it's the engineered near collapse of America, the name of the game is collectivism. You're either part of the group or you're outside. If you're outside, you're a toilet cleaner. If you're
Jeff,
on the inside,
Jeff, you are so on the right page. I mean, you know, I've said it over and over again that, you know, we're owned in the system. You know, they're controlling it all. You know, we just don't have a chance.
Exactly. And you know what? Something personal is happening with me, which I can't share at this time, but basically I see the communism coming. And you know what? When especially if you work in any trade, this is where it's going to pinch people. If your shop goes unionized, that means you are under the thumb of a union boss, and you can be blackballed at any time if you go against the politically correct policy. And you know, people can be forced out of these positions because the ability to make money just will not be attractive. I get a truck driver's license. You make your money when you join the union, but if you work non-union, you pretty much work for slave wages. And then if you work in the union, you're under the thumb of the Democrat Party, and their ilk. So that's where the car is heading towards. You're either going to be
I have a new friend from Bulgaria.
Yes.
And you know, the way he looks at it is that the government over there, you know, you have to keep them happy, and you have to kiss their ass, and you have to pay taxes, or else, you know, they put you out of business. He said, but over there, it's different because, you know, there's like a gangster business mentality, and the people that own all the business got all the guns, you know, and they're the most powerful people in town, and if you get a good business going, they'll just come and kill you and take over your business.
Well,
and so you have the government to fight against, and you have, you know, the gangsters to fight against. And you pay taxes, but you don't get anything for your taxes. You know, the state doesn't keep the roads fixed. The state doesn't, you know, put money into infrastructure, bridges. The state doesn't keep the lights on. And he says, you know, so you're fighting both ends over there. Where here, he said he loves it because we have a police state here, and at least the government, you know, keeps the criminals from stealing your business. Of course, government is the criminals.
No. He's absolutely right, and you're absolutely right, but if you travel to the northeast region of America, this is where unions and the communism is particularly strong. If you look at the Big Dig, that's an example of communism gone amok, and the gouging of the taxpayers. And that's what this is at the end of the day, the gouging of the taxpayers. You look at the SEIU, they're instrumental in getting Obama voted in there. What are they? They're the union for all the service industries, security, maids, porters, right down the line. And guess what we are? We're a service-based economy. And when you're in a service, you don't create a tangible product. I mean,
there's no such thing as a service-based economy. I'd like to, you know, kill whoever came up with that, with that phrase, service-based economy. There's no such thing. I mean, you know, when all the goods come from out of the system, all the money will eventually go out of the system, and there'll be no money left to trade for services amongst ourselves because the creation of the goods will capture all the money. So you'll send all your money to China and to Saudi Arabia for oil, and there won't be any money here to trade for services.
Well, that's true. What I mean by a service, what it's defined as, is an industry like security where you're not creating a product. You're not creating something tangible. And we need security, but it's not, I mean, Homeland Security does not create a product. manufacturing industry.
No government entity creates a tangible product.
It's a service.
They just hire people and they give our money to the people that they hire. And, you know, it's a management technique. And the management technique is if you let some of the people believe that they own the company, then they'll ride herd on the masses who, you know, they are the human resources that the system feeds off of.
Exactly. And you have all these buzzwords like human resource manager and all these buzzwords. But what it means is they're taking the products from the slave labor created south of the border and in China, and just facilitating where those products go to, hence service-based industry. Working in McDonald's, service-based industry. So there is a definition to it. I mean, a skycap, a porter, that's a service. You're performing a service for somebody with luggage. So and you have to have a union.
It's a great system where, you know, we go out and we petition them for, you know, free money for education, for college, and they give us a low interest rate loan, they claim, and so we come out of college and we owe $40,000 to $80,000, and then we can go get a job for, you know, $6.25 an hour plus tips, carrying somebody's bag.
Exactly. And you know what, before I get off the air, think of it this way here. You're going to see a trend where the government eats up all these businesses, and once that happens, it's like the Soviet Union. There is no incentive to work. There is no incentive to achieve. There is no incentive to produce, and you have starvation. That's how you had starvation in the Soviet Union. And what does the Soviet Union do to feed itself? Well, they take from others. Look at the Ukraine. Joseph Stalin grabbed a chicken in front of the Ukrainians and plucked the chicken bare in the freezing cold, and the only thing that the chicken could go to was Joseph Stalin, who had the overcoat. Well, guess what? The government has the overcoat, and we're getting plucked like a chicken, and people who are on the inside are wearing the coat. People who are on the outside are like the bare chicken. It's just that simple, And you know what? There's going to be some people, not myself, but there are going to be some people who are going to think, physical revolution, get the guns out, particularly the rednecks down south. Northeast is already occupied territory. If you watch the movie Red Dawn, you have what's called occupied territories. Well, a long time ago, the whole Northeast region became the occupied territory. You guys are still the free territory, and that's where the Civil War is going to happen in. I hope it doesn't happen, but I can see it happening. Well, I thank you for having me on the broadcast. I know there's other callers behind me, and do have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jeff, and thanks for your call. Thanks for your comments. And without further ado, I'm going to move on to our next caller, who is Mark in Texas. Mark, how are you today?
Phil, I'm sorry to hear about your personal problems, but it's just proof positive again that this green economy ain't got nothing to do with production, manufacturing, and jobs. It's all about fees and citations. That's how the government's going to be funded.
My opinion about this whole green economy is that it's an attempt by the government to create a huge hole where they can pour money into, you know, further weakening our economy, further destabilizing the banks, further devaluing the dollar. And, you know, they're going to prove once and for all that electric cars just aren't viable. And, of course, there's so many new technologies that are out there, but you can't let an individual have a patent on the technology. It's like this Dr. Brzezinski. You know, he's cured cancer in Houston. But the FDA has been fighting him for 15 years trying to put him out of business, because he owns all the patents, and all the money, you know, for chemotherapy will be gone, and it'll all go to him because he can actually cure cancer, and not just one or two kinds, you know, almost all the kinds.
Well, you know, they couldn't have pulled this off, and this happens on a daily basis. You know, when that plane went down in the Hudson River, what was the first thing they did to all those passengers? What did the government do? They debriefed them. It's easy to do on a small scale when you have an incident or an accident such as that. If everybody will just remember, when you're watching the news, the debriefing baton on a larger scale is passed to the news media. Folks, you're being debriefed on any incident or accident. They want to make sure that what you saw is what they wanted you to see and the ramifications therein.
You know, Mark, I can relate this directly to my experience as a professional football player. And every week on Monday, the coach would come in and we'd have a meeting. And right at the beginning of that very first meeting, the coach would have two or three pat statements about the upcoming game for that week. And the purpose of those two or three statements was to indoctrinate the players on the team as to what they were supposed to say to the media this week. Here's our pat answer. Here's our prepaid, you know, our pre-rehearsed talking points. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
And the coach came in and gave us talking points. And that's exactly what you're talking about. It's a debriefing after an incident. They give the talking points to the media. The media goes out there. They scramble everybody's brain with their nonsense. Talk forever and ever.
And that's why CNN was created. We, when we moved to a global governance, we must have a global media to coincide with it to play ball. It has to be done. You know,
well, people don't do their own research. People get their ideas secondhand, you know, or secondhand. And, you know, so many people just hear the news and they take that at face value. And, you know, 87% of the people believe that crap.
They take it verbatim. They sure do. You know, we elect our, we put these elected officials in office. And, but I swear to you, they go from campaigning to champagning. This is how bad it's gotten. They
like
lose
that.
Their vision. Okay, their sight somehow becomes weak. Because, I mean, look at what...
I think John McCain said it best when he said, you know, when I went to Washington, I went there to change Washington. But I didn't change Washington. Washington changed us.
Yeah, he became Washington.
Exactly.
You know, they go up there, and when they're campaigning, they can see all the problems. Just, I mean, it's clear as a bell to them. But once they get up there, they lose their sight. You know, you look at what they do. They can see lead and carbon, for example. But, Phil, they can't see mercury or fluoride. Now, is that selective vision or what?
That's
they
a great
can
point.
See a bilingual voting ballot clearly, can't they?
Uh-huh.
But they can't see the border to the nation that they represent.
Well, you think about this now. I just saw a video this week. It was a White House tour by a guy named David Barton. Go out to YouTube and find it. David Barton, White House tour. And what you'll find is that the first Bible in the United States of America was published by the Congress. And on the front cover, it said it was recommended for use in the schools of the United States.
Uh-oh.
And that the Capitol building was actually the largest church in Washington, D.C., and that the military band, the Marine band, the military band, played at church services. So if anybody thinks that our government didn't think that we should have prayer in school, so much so that we can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore, you got it wrong. The Congress published the first Bible in the United States and recommended its use in the schools.
I don't want to get into it. I have a little problem with some of that, and it's just because I've watched religions and government coexist together, and I think a lot of problems come from that. I mean, I look at Israel, I look at Palestine, I don't know, Phil, on that one. I think if we could get government down to the level that it's supposed to be, which is not very intrusive,
Let me say this about religion. If you go out and you read about Islam, the word Allah is God. The word is God, and in Islam, what they're worshiping is the moon. Allah is the moon.
Right.
And so what we have is we have the Muslims who are the moon worshippers, and we have the Christians who are the sun worshippers.
Right.
Now, back in the day, if you do 12 lunar cycles a year is 354 days long. If you use the solar calendar, a solar year is 365 and a quarter days long. And so, I mean, literally right now, and again, this is my personal opinion, we've started World War III, and World War III is the sun worshippers against the moon worshippers.
and just a little local note for you and I, if you're a small city council in the state of Texas, you can adjust the fiscal year from 10, instead of 12 months, to 10 months to make the budgetary process look more appealing. You heard about that one, didn't you?
You can manage those numbers. No, I haven't heard of this one.
Yeah, I think it was Carrollton. I can't swear to it.
I live in Carrollton. That's amazing. I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, but they're having trouble with their budgetary process like everybody else. They're in a fiscal crisis. So what they decided, well, okay, why don't we just consider, they can only do this like one or two times. I think it's like in corporations, they have like a one-time charge, whatever. But mm-hmm. it's similar to that. They said, well, if we just bump down our fiscal year to 10 months, we can get through this and actually maybe come close to breaking even. So now they're adjusting the accounting practices at the city level. This is how bad this has gotten.
Well, again, you know, if you read the law under Title 15, Chapter 42, 1602, C, D, and E, you're either a creditor or a debtor. And everybody I know is a debtor. And the country's bankrupt. It's been bankrupt for 78 years. And until we can kick the international bankers out, they're going to take advantage. They can buy everybody. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We got to go to break for our sponsors now, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been talking with Mark in Texas, and, you know, we've been talking about what I like to think of as the, you know, controlled economic destruction of the United States. And he's gone on his way. I want to thank Mark for his comments. And I want to go back to this article here. And one of the fourth things that he quotes here as a, you know, a common argument made from the mainstream media is that China would never dump U.S. treasuries because it would hurt them as much as it would hurt us. Now, recently, I've and I'm not going to go into all that, but recently I've read an article, and basically the article said that China and Japan were not going to cause the devaluation of the dollar by dumping U.S. treasuries. And what was going to happen is that, as we can see in the Fed's policy now, they have the policy that they're going to lend stability to the market by buying anybody's bad stuff out there that the banks want to give away. So the big banks, you know, have been dumping all this crappy mortgage paper and such on the Fed, and the Fed's been buying it all up, and they've promised to maintain liquidity. You know, Helicopter Ben going to dump dollars out of helicopters, and that's what he's been doing. And he's been giving them all the money that they need at 0% interest to prop up the banks, but he's not letting them solve any of the real underlying problems. So what's going to happen is we're going to get, you know, on a Monday or a Tuesday before a Fed auction on a Wednesday, and one of the big banks is going to decide that it's got too much invested in treasuries, and there's a bubble in treasuries. Excuse me. And so, you know, they're going to sell a few treasuries, and of course the Fed's going to be right there to lap them up and, you know, maintain stability in the market. And so somebody else is going to go, hey, you know, they're buying treasuries, you know, might be a good time for us to dump a few treasuries and, you know, lighten the load in that. And so two or three more of the big boys start to dump treasuries. The next thing you know, the price of treasuries starts to go down, and everybody goes, uh-oh, you know, might need to get out of our treasuries now. It might be the last chance we get to recoup. And there's suddenly a panic sell of all the 11 majors. And, you know, the next day you'll see hyperinflation because, you know, the credibility of the currency will fall apart. And, you know, this will cause the hyperinflation. Of course, right now we're flagging deflation now. And Ben Bernanke yesterday in his address said that he was going to make sure and, you know, cause inflation. He was going to pump more money into the system, whatever he needed to do in order to, you know, prop the system up and keep prices from falling. You know, this is how they look at things. Oh, if prices go down, you know, it couldn't possibly be good for the individual, but that would destroy all the too big to fail banks. Oh, I could rant forever and ever. I'm not going to take a caller right this minute because it looks to me like we're just, 1 minute from the end of the hour break. After the hour, I know I've got several people holding out there who want to talk about this. But, yeah, there's just, you know, more and more of these nonsensical, you know, arguments. In the article, his fifth argument is, sure, bankers took advantage, but it's really the American people's fault for getting suckered. And there you have it. They suckered us into this debt credit system. They taught us not how to use the debt system, not what the remedies are in the debt system. But they taught us that, you know, we're just there to do as we're told and cover their bets. That's where we're at. We're covering their bets. We're acting as their surety. We're paying their bills. The Congress has your checkbook. They're spending you into oblivion. And not much you can do about it. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's a word from our sponsors.